There's no secret formula for scaling support and boosting customer satisfaction. But there is the all-new Service Hub from HubSpot, bringing service and support together in one powerful platform so you can deliver the best experiences possible and free up reps' time with an AI-powered help desk. Also, you can keep customers happy. Secrets out. Service Hub is a game changer. Visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more. Happy Friday. It's May 10th. I'm John Weigel with Ben Berkley, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Call centers are obviously investing more in AI. At least I know that much is true from frequently shouting agent at my automated bank teller. But the staggering rate at which the AI call center industry is growing is saying more bots are on the horizon. So how much money is on the table for custom voice agent companies like Retail AI? And what's promoting this shift? We'll chat about that more in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines in business and tech. Starting us off, OpenAI revealed that it's exploring how to, quote, responsibly let users generate adult content. Currently, most not-safe-for-work content is banned, and a spokesperson said OpenAI will never permit deepfakes. But if OpenAI does go forward with it, maybe this will help a little bit with that. TikTok is adding AI-generated labels that will notify viewers if a video was created with an AI tool like DALL-E 3. The app will use metadata to spot AI-generated content. So a whole bunch of AI information there. What do you make of it, Ben?
It's a lot. I think that we're definitely going to come back to this OpenAI erotica business at length at some point soon. It was actually almost kind of the top piece in today's Hustle newsletter. And then we kind of realized that we had to process it first. There are just so many angles to this in terms of where you draw the lines. How do these distribution channels handle it? Kind of like this TikTok news that we just discussed here. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just like all these different little scenarios you envision. Like if we indulge people virtually, will it alleviate some exploitation of actual humans? You know, they're just like all these different angles to this. You know, OpenAI said they're, quote, exploring this whole thing. And I, for one, am really hoping they take their time because this decision feels like it could potentially shift society in a huge way.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the inevitable OpenAI erotica coffee table book. So really hoping for that.
Well, Christmas is not too far away.
Next, Apple struck a nerve with its new iPad Pro commercial. Some people were not fans of watching a giant hydraulic press crush a pile of musical instruments, record players, and paint before lifting to reveal a sleek iPad. While many were disturbed by the whole, quote, the arts are dead message, you've got to figure this amount of internet discourse must be an advertising win for the brand, considering everybody's just talking about it anyways. What do you make of the art smashing, as it were?
I mean, definitely the visual metaphor, yeah, a little insensitive to the moment. And if I'm Apple, I'm particularly not happy about poking creative types, given that that's always been a big part of their fervent fan base. But I will give Apple some credit because being crushed by a giant hydraulic press really does at least, you know, accurately represent the feeling of working in media. So, you know, if you're going to get called out on something, you might as well get called out for telling a truth.
Yeah, exactly. To be honest, it is a bit bleak considering that they're showing the smashing of things that are the physical arts that you would create, but now an AI can perhaps do for you or the iPad can perhaps replace. So it is a little bleak in that context, but I don't know. It does come with a lot of cool features. So maybe it was just a bit dramatic, I think.
Yeah, I will still opt for the OpenAI Erotica coffee table book rather than the iPad Pro for this Christmas for you, John.
Oh, yeah. Next, after a trilogy that ruled the 2000s box office and my childhood, The Lord of the Rings is back. Warner Brothers announced a new Gollum-centric film for 2026, directed by and starring Andy Serkis. And finally, Match Group's Q1 earnings brought Hookup Happy Tinder some pretty bad news. Its paying user base shrunk for the sixth straight quarter, and it doesn't seem like things are too bright for the Kindling app over there.
Yeah, this decline doesn't feel good for Team Tinder, obviously, but it's worth noting overall that Match, which owns both Tinder and Hinge, which is Tinder's more serious counterpart, which, you know, I will say for anyone lucky enough to not know about dating apps, you know, generally speaking here, Tinder's loss is Hinge's gain. Mm-hmm. You know, Hinge has been steadily growing its paid user base every year. The company thinks it's headed toward $1 billion in revenue pretty soon. That said, you know, scale matters. Tinder's base is 10 million paid users, whereas Hinge's, even though it's growing, is only at 1.4 million. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for every Tinder dropout, they're definitely going to need a lot more growth from Hinge.
Certainly. And they can't exactly bank on the $500 a month plan anymore from Tinder, it looks like.
No.
Okay, on to the main story of today. Today's big story is about how call centers are really starting to embrace automation and how that could mean big bucks for many voice generating companies in the AI industry. So first, Ben, this seems pretty unavoidable, but how much growth could we see in contact center AI?
Well, I'd say this market is about to resemble me trying to get what I need from airline customer service. It's going to go nuts. Uh-huh. You know, I think that market researchers are looking at this AI call center industry and they're thinking it's going to balloon up to a $3 billion business over the next 4 years. So, you know, we're about to cross that threshold from weird novelty to everyday thing. Mm-hmm. And that's reflected in a recent poll of contact centers, half of whom said they are going to roll out some AI component in the next year.
Right. And I know some people are quite against this, some people are quite for it, but doesn't really matter which side of the fence you're on. It seems like it's kind of happening anyway. But what do you think is the big reason for this happening? It seems like an obvious shift almost, but is there something more behind that?
I mean, ultimately money, always the answer here. And this is going to save a lot of businesses a lot of money. And, you know, it's going to be so much more efficient in so many ways. Scheduling appointments seems to be the primary use case right now for many of the emerging players in this space. And it makes sense. You know, we've seen so many scheduling tools already out in the world that we're all used to working with computers on this anyway. Like if I try to make a restaurant reservation or a doctor's appointment and they don't offer some sort of online component, I'm like, do I really want to go to this place? Is this like, are they just like, do they have a computer?
Doesn't seem legit, right?
Yeah. So it's definitely meeting people where they're comfortable at this point. But no matter what we talk about here, we can't not talk about the human cost, which is going to be extraordinary.
Right. And it seems like this has the potential to slim down a lot of call centers in the near future and make it more of an AI task. As we're going to figure out through this conversation, I'm sure you still have to have some people there to take these calls and some people to give answers that an AI bot simply can't do right now. But there is this company called Retail AI that I mentioned up top, and they're kind of all about creating custom voices. Do you see them being a big player along with other companies in their sphere in the future?
Yeah, I think we don't know yet who's going to win. I will note that Google Cloud has a tool kind of in this space.
They do.
And so, you know, anytime you're a startup and you see big tech in that same picture, you'll find your businesses to work with, but it's tough to get way up to scale. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a big market. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people to replace. Just for context here, my very rudimentary research shows about 3 million people working in contact centers in the US, another 3 million plus between India and the Philippines. Mm. So those are just a lot of jobs that are going to evaporate very quickly. And, you know, I think retail has definitely the right track in that they're building much more customizable, they're calling them voice agents, that, you know, a company can make sure isn't just like giving a couple standard answers, but it will learn essentially all of your company policies and all of that. And kind of seems like it will also not really have any lag mm-hmm. in response to customer questions. So it seems like a good product at the right time. And also, yikes, which is always the case with AI right now.
Yeah, definitely the yikes. I think something that you mentioned that I hadn't even thought about before was the implications of jobs internationally, because as we know, a lot of American companies have offshore call centers, people answering the phones in different countries and such. So that could be a big issue for a lot of these companies going forward.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not a glorified industry here, but it also, you know, modest paying work in a lot of parts of the world. And, you know, any of those jobs being rendered obsolete will definitely hurt global economies. It's just going to hurt people. It's also, you know, for all of this job loss talk, it's also potentially going to be a loss for customers. You know, like, I think that when we're calling someplace and we have a frustration with some good or services, we just want basic validation from another human that those frustrations are fair and can be alleviated at some point. And I don't know if you're going to get that from a bot.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen a lot of technologies nowadays talking about like emotive AI and able to kind of meet people in the middle. And we've heard AI therapy kind of starting up or turning its wheels. So in that case, maybe there will be a time where this technology completely eclipses the acts that a person can do. But at the same time, where it is now, that's just not happening. It can't really give you detail. It can't really kind of dive into these issues with you, which is why these AI bots now seem more like what they've always seemed like, which is more of a gateway to somebody who can actually help you,
right?
Which is the part that frustrates me the most. But I'm sure over time, with tons of investment and maybe even sooner than we think, we'll be talking to AI Patty on the other line about our kids.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if there's one silver lining here, you're going to feel a lot less guilty when you start just like getting really testy with those bots. You're like, you can hear my rage. I don't care. You're not real.
Wow. You heard it first. Ben Berkeley, first to go in the robot apocalypse. They are targeting you.
Well, had a good run.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you Sunday. Hey, everybody, I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.